So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack
Klassen. You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
motherfucker.
Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
I've been fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed
to. Oh, God damn it.
No one will hire me.
Now it's I'm Alabama Willie. I'm playing that again. I don't want it to play that. I don't want it to play any of this. I tried. I'm sorry. How's
this
going?
Goddamn mother trucker is always having goddamn technical difficulties.
What the hell,
pathetic.
Man?
I'm non-stop.
I was saying to Huber, and I was like, looking at him sweat, trying to get it together.
Bullets coming out of you.
And I'm kind of mad because I wanted my 911. I
got
to fix that now
because
the audience. Fantastic.
Yeah, I got Jeff. I got
that's
Jeff.
That's
a fun hat.
It's a fun hat. I got a lot of compliments about this tooth yesterday. Think about that.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, yeah, if you were yesterday.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, Jack had a lot of fun yesterday.
I had...
Yes, you did.
Oh, Ubran is here, by the way.
Oh, thank God.
Ubran.
9:90 a.m., Arizona. Hey, Bear Mornings. God bless you guys.
Wait, am I muted or am I good?
No,
you're not muted.
You're good.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, 10-4, dude. Yeah, so what's going on with that rally you went to, man? How'd that go?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that segue, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's
I already segued. He interrupted my segue.
Karen already had the segue.
Don't steal the credit, Ubran.
So, but before we get started, Ubran, you got to put your camera on, buddy. This is
Man, I'm in the garage right now,
Don't talk about the camera. Don't talk about the camera. No one cares about the camera. It's a radio.
I know.
I like to see him, though. Yep.
Nice segue, Jack.
I like to
see
him.
So, Jack, you had a lot of fun yesterday. What'd you do?
I've had two days of of fun, which is a rare thing for me, especially.
Yeah, you don't have any.
I really
much
don't.
To.
I really don't have a lot of fun. I'm quite to myself, which is a fantastic way to be. I'm not complaining. By the way, email the show, jackclassshow@aol.com.
Yeah, you are complaining.
I'm still giving away gift cards, baby.
Complaining.
I got 4 of them left.
Oh, what are you giving?
You get it's a bunch of businesses in Billings, Montana. You don't care about it. You're in Texas.
No, I so want one.
I'll send you
Give
one.
Give me
don't
one.
Worry.
Yeah, I want one.
For when you go to Billings? So I
no,
had
I'm never going there.
A fantastic 2 days. I've been so tired of this corona stuff. The corona lockdown, among other things that have happened in my life that have just totally it's totally put me to negative, I don't know. What negative 10? If life was on a scale 0 to 100, I'd be on a negative 10. That's the way I figure.
But
that's
you're not complaining.
Exactly. I'm not complaining.
Damn buzz, bro.
Yeah, you got buzz.
So life sucked. Life has been it's been constant.
And it's
about
downers. To suck again for you, Jack. You had a nice vacation and now we're back.
Exactly. No, yeah. So I had two great days. By the way, this is another complaint. Red Pill Rapper, you promised me that you would show up today. And I understand he's busy because this rolls into it. I wanted to show support for our number one boy, Red Pill Rapper, Mitch Murphy. So
hell yeah.
I went and I wanted to see Chris Guy's TV. Thank you. That's a good one. I mean, he said he'd be on here, so I'm kind of disappointed. But I wanted to show my support to Mitch. He was doing a big show down here locally within Kelowna with
Mitch
Chris Guy.
The bitch.
Dude, for real. He said he was going to come on. So I wanted to support this man. I wanted to see what the Red Pill Rapper was all about. Because we've heard a lot of stories over the last couple months of him doing shows and him basically being Canada's Tom McDonald. Right?
God.
Would you not say that, Karen?
I would not say that.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the route he's going, right?
They both are red pill.
They're both red pilled, and they're both a little retarded. Hey, Bear Motors, 998.
In very different ways. I feel like Mitch is like a nice guy, and this other clown world guy. What's his name again? Tom McDonald, who we've talked about every episode.
Yes, because he annoys me.
Yep.
Give me some insight on him.
He's like really intense and like crazy.
He has
hog
tattooed on his face.
Mitch
That's
is like, let's get hugs. Not
he has what on his face?
Go insane.
Yeah, you brand. Tom McDonald has hog tattooed on his face. Anyway.
You need that tattoo.
No.
So I wanted to show support to our main man, Red Pill Rapper, and I thought, hey, you know what? It's been a boring year. I've been complacent with all the COVID dealings, you know? And I just thought, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to risk myself, and I'm going to go to this concert. And I'll tell you, there was probably 1,000 people just in the main crowd that Red Pill Rapper was performing to. Super badass, but everything around it was actually more intense than the concert. There was about 3,000 people just hanging around. And,
wow.
And most of them were homeless people, which was awesome. Yeah, I saw a lot of
homeless. I could only get the homeless people to hang out with them at the thing.
Smoke a couple joints with them.
Who's this? I don't want to be here. I promised some free crack. Anyway. Anyway, I went down. I was very impressed. I had a lot of fun. I got recognized, Karen.
What?
I got recognized several times, which was, I'll be honest with you, kind of cool. It's been a while since I've been in that situation. So that was neat. It also disturbed me a little bit. I met Red Pill Rapper's sister.
Was she as tall as Mitch?
No, not as tall as Mitch. Not as tall as Mitch. But
Mitch is like 7 feet tall for the people listening on the radio. Mitch is at like 100 feet.
All my friends are over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, Jack is only 4 feet tall.
I'm Joe Rogan size. Yeah, exactly. I'm like Joe Rogan's size, so it kind of like amplifies that. It's not a good look. I got to find shorter friends.
1 foot tall.
I got to find shorter friends. So we went out there. I met Red Pill Rapper's sister. And by the way, I didn't know it was Red Pill Rapper's sister right off the bat because we were hanging out.
Banging.
Listen. I don't want to say anything bad about Red Pill Rapper. And I don't know how old his sister is, but she looks like she's 20 or 22. And
oh, perfect.
We came up top. We're watching the performance.
You were getting top. You're from Red Pill Rapper's
sister. No. But we're standing up top. I'm shouting out the whole time. I'm going, show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. I'm trying to get Lewis to record everything. By the way, Lewis is the most inept cameraman ever. He ruined an hour and a half of video.
So, yeah, he ruined an hour and a half of...
Of what?
Wasn't a good video.
No, it was supposed
to... You couldn't... You wouldn't be able to hear anything anyway. It was just a bunch of people talking at once.
You can hear things.
You're all like, oh, yo, blah, 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 blah. Here, I'll play it right now.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, play the video. This is my trip trying to find Red Pill Rapper.
Hello, man. I'm keeping it.
I'm meaning to pick up a globe, man.
Let me pause it.
Sure. I'll show you. Look at this.
Maps don't.
Nothing.
That is, by the way, that's the cameraman. That's the cameraman, Lewis.
Yeah, it's always the cameraman.
He's currently, we found a homeless guy, and he's trying to barter for a globe that he has in his homeless man cart. You can keep playing it.
Don't cut it. They don't give me the right.
There's no Nunavut. 1998.
No Nunavut.
There's no Nunavut on there. I used to have one when I was a kid. Wow. I just had to buy it from him, but he said it was just lazy.
I
got that in Greenwood.
Sounds like nothing at all. It is the worst radio ever.
Yeah. That is this boy, a.k.a. Rusty Shackelford, trying to buy someone's globe. It was Lewis's. You want to play the video?
No.
Can you play the YouTube clip? The one that I compiled of my trip?
No.
Damn, brutal.
Damn.
It sucks.
Damn.
It sounds like nothing. I'm sure it was amazing, but it just sounds like a bunch of people going, yo.
Play the video that I edited together. The one for YouTube.
You didn't send me one on YouTube. You just sent me this, and you sent me a link to Facebook Watch. Just the page.
Did I?
Yes.
No way. Seriously? That is kind of retarded.
Were you under the influencer?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're getting...
When he did that, no. But he was under the influence when he was making this amazing video.
Listen, I did.
Which makes him cool.
Yeah, exactly. Makes me badass. No. Look, someone wants us to play the clip. I'm sending you the clip. You're going to play this clip.
Send me the clip.
I'm sending you the clip. This is me searching for a Red Pill Rapper. Hopefully you got the clip. Spurto boy. Spurto boy.
Alright, here's this amazing... I'm sure I'll love it.
That's one of my guys, man.
Oh, thank you, you
bro. I brought over a handful of my guys over.
Yo, what up, you brand guys?
Yo, what's up, you brand gang? We've been... What's that called?
Behind you, there's a man smoking crack behind me. Or he was smoking crack.
It's a good video. It's on my YouTube.
He's a fan.
Jack Classic Radio Network. I don't know. Google it.
I'm 3 blocks away from where a Red Pill Rapper's performing, and I can hear him screaming.
It's true. All downtown, you can hear him yelling.
Crack tank.
Crack tank, huh?
Yeah.
I don't,
you can tell because of the t-shirt.
It's actually a pretty small tank.
Tiny.
I love Lewis.
Just a small tank.
Isn't
that
a
small
tank? He's the most annoying man I've ever met.
Relatively speaking.
I do kind of love Lewis.
I don't know why he's one of my
very
good friends. You're
listening?
Tiny. Yeah.
If you're listening, Lewis, I love you.
Yeah. That was the man smoking crack earlier.
I got him, dude. I got him.
See, everything comes around.
Documenting reality, baby.
Yeah.
Got a tampon on the ground.
What the fuck?
He did capture the tampon. I'm happy.
Yeah. For people listening on the radio, that's a tampon.
Yeah, I know. It's good. Hey, I found Red Pill. I found Red Pill Rapper's favorite place. It was a building called Trans World.
Yeah, Trans World. I like that part.
That's good.
I said, what do people of color think they're going to do about documentaries in the future when white people are extinct from Middle Earth?
That's a good question.
You want an elderly British gentleman to be narrating their documentaries.
I love it.
Hey, all you motherfuckers out there. Breakfast for 400,000.
It's David Kopp going crazy. Oh, I like pause. Pause. Is he right there? Pause this. Oh.
Here we go.
Pause that.
Swap my camera.
That's David Kopp. That's one of the guys that originally fired me from Kelowna Comedy and ruined a lot of things. He's a coward, but I think I'm past it now. You could play it.
He's a fag.
I mean, he really is. He is. He's one of the guys responsible. He's the guy that pulled the plug.
But you're over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm over it. Now he's coming to me. And Red Pill Rapper. Just saying. How sad is that?
Hi. What's his name?
David Kopp, comedian and known rapist.
Hi, David Kopp. Let's have a show together, you and me.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Yeah, you and me. Let's start our own show.
No.
That just sounds devastating.
You mean the man who took away my
you,
show?
You, Brand, should have a show. You, Brand, let's have a show together.
I'm down. You
where
just got to come
make
down.
Out. Just kidding.
You gotta calm down, get on the back of my bike, we'll make a radio show all day, baby girl.
Smooth.
Yes. Calm down.
Okay, keep playing the clip.
Okay.
I wanna see Chris Sky's teeth. That's what I has he been on yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I like this.
I wanna see his teeth. I think they're fake, eh?
Oh, really?
Have you seen his teeth?
Big.
They're fucking huge, man.
Looking at the globe.
Yo, you got smacked, brother?
Yeah,
you got
I'm
smacked?
17.
Yeah.
I walked up there with my mask on. He didn't say a thing to me.
This is what... So Jack sent me this, like, these clips of this video, and I only watched a couple seconds of it because they deeply disturbed me. I was thinking about Jack hanging out with a bunch of, like, 17-year-old kids. It was just freaking me out. I mean, it's not like you're doing anything creepy. It's just, like, weird. It just, like, weirded me out. I was like, what is going on? These kids? You're muted. Ha ha ha, your mic's not working.
How long have I been muted for?
The whole episode?
Oh my god. That might be right. No. No, I was hanging out talking to a homeless guy. These kids came over and said they got punched, and it happens in the video. Full context.
They thought you were so cool, Jack.
Damn straight, because I am. I'm really cool. Videotaping homeless people.
And he absolutely decks me right
Wait,
here.
Because you were wearing your mask?
Yeah. He said, there's
Whoa,
no mask allowed here, buddy.
I don't know.
He's a grown man,
As he
bro.
Should.
Grown man yeah. is punching
grown
me.
Man in an 11-year-old head.
No shit. Yeah. Hey, yo, you see that guy talking? Doesn't he have big-ass teeth? Why'd that black kid run away from us?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking at us.
No.
He was looking for his friends, guys.
Hey, he was probably looking for a bike. Classic. See, we're having a hard time getting a shot of this guy trying to get a shot of that. There's no way you can do it. Hey, pause the video real quick. So, I wanted Lewis to film the guy trying to get the shot. I was trying to get the shot of the guy trying to get the shot.
That's nice, right?
Yeah.
Now we can see it.
Oh, beautiful.
Check this out. Check out Mitch.
This guy trying to get a shot of that. There's no way you can do it.
Mitch is trucking it up.
That's it.
I don't get the teeth thing, dude.
The man has big teeth.
That's what I'm trying to get at. The man has massive.
Oh, feet. Yeah. We talked about
it.
Sky.
We've talked about it several times.
You've asked quite a few people to do that. So I just thought it was like a general.
Oh.
Thing. Anyway, my favorite part of the video was Mitch busting a move in the middle.
Please play that again.
Mitch has got
Mitch
a cape
is going
on.
Off, huh?
He's got a cape on, dude. Oh my god!
There he is!
I know! He's going nuts!
Joey enjoyed this. He fucking enjoyed that shit.
Oh. I was just watching him and he probably touched like everyone in that crowd. There's no way coronavirus exists.
God, I wish I was there so bad.
All the rallies he goes to, all these people, and he hasn't died.
It's really amazing. It's really amazing. And I'm real proud of that boy.
Well, just what they say, that's so deadly and everything, and yet he goes, y'all go to rallies and other people, and no one's died.
Dude, he's taking vitamin D, dude.
Yeah, it's always...
He's doing everything.
He's going out in the sunshine.
Yeah, he's going outside.
Dude, he's going outside. He's molesting people at his concert.
He wouldn't molest anyone. He's a nice person. Nice guy. He would never molest anyone.
Here, play the video again.
You, Bran.
What about it?
I don't know. You seem kind of like an aggressive guy.
Play the video again.
I'm not aggressive.
With the visual.
All right, with Mitch dancing? Yes. I'm not playing the whole thing.
No, I just want you to play Mitch dancing. You gotta figure it out.
If you made me play the whole thing again, I would hang up. I love that Mitch has a cape on. He's got a cape on like every time. Oh, I didn't play the visual.
Yeah,
who cares? It's a radio show.
The visual's good. It's for the four people on DLive. God bless them.
Ooh, don't tell people that.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not our fault. There's guaranteed we've been throttled back.
4K.
4,000 people.
No, I don't know. I'm not that big, bro.
Yeah, dude. Listen, man. Shut up, PewDiePie.
You're a big bro.
You're my big bro.
I'm just a dirty-ass
fucking mechanic.
Oh!
Hey, by the way, your murder charges got slashed down.
Yeah, now it's incompetent homicide. Not a fucking second degree. Now it's a third degree.
Yay!
So the courts are going to make you incompetent.
I don't know. Some shit like that. I don't know what the fucking term
is. Yeah, that's what I have to be. That's what I have to be ruled as.
No, I went from second to third degree. So if we get knocked down some more, it'd be great. Because now I'm starting to look at his shit now. So.
Oh, that's awesome. So how long, if it stayed at that degree, what degree was it again? I forget.
Now it's at third degree.
Okay, third degree. How long are you looking at jail time? Is this like a Derek Chauvin?
It went from, first it was 10 to 20 years, now it's 10 years, but they're not even talking about jail time.
Oh, nice. But there's still that potential of 10 years.
Potential, but it's more than likely it's not.
It's not. That's badass. That's pretty good, wouldn't you say, Karen? What would I say? So that was...
So you hit this guy with your motorcycle, right?
Yeah. Yes. Not intentionally, obviously.
And was he under the wheel of the motorcycle for 7 seconds?
I don't know.
Seven minutes? Did you put the back in...
Was it for 7 minutes?
Was it placed on his...
Because if it was, then you're getting a murder charge no matter what. Even if it's not murder, if it's just manslaughter. It doesn't make any sense for it to be murder. At all.
I know, that whole Chauvin case thing's all fucking thrown out. And, obviously all political and media and everything fucking talking about him pressurizing his jury. Because, if they don't do what they want to do.
Dude, he did nothing wrong.
You and
Chauvin got something mutual. You both did nothing wrong.
Oh yeah, you both did nothing. You're both
got something in common.
Yeah, I guess you could say
both
it like
did
that.
Nothing
yeah.
Wrong.
Now was the guy you killed? Was he black or Mexican?
He was just
Hispanic. Was he black or Hispanic?
Who's a Hispanic guy? Yeah.
Hey! That makes you a martyr. According to CNN. Nah.
Yeah, to them. But I know what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ain't nothing like that.
Oh, we know how. We all
know
how
it'd be.
They
call it CNN.
They're just mad because I'm walking around doing my thing, bro. Walking around, been on bail for a couple of years. I'm just taking care of my business, dude. And they ain't catch me. I ain't fucking up. I ain't giving them a reason to fucking catch me. So
you should kill someone else.
Why would I go kill someone?
Wait,
I didn't kill nobody.
If you get away with this, how many more people will you kill?
No, I'm not going to kill anybody else, man.
Once you've got the taste of blood.
I don't even feel regret or any kind of guilt because I didn't do anything intentionally to kill anybody.
Yeah. Well, jeez. I don't know. Maybe once you get the taste of blood, it's like you can't get rid of
it. It's nonstop.
That's what I've heard.
Well, maybe for crazy motherfuckers. I'm not that type of person.
Would you kill Maxine Waters?
I don't care for her, but I wouldn't kill somebody.
Okay, that's a good answer. It's a test. What about Joe Biden?
I don't cause harm to those who don't cause harm to me.
Alrighty, nice.
I don't do intentional harm unless they try to harm me.
I'm just really trying to get our show played during his trial.
Would you let the guy you killed kill you because you did harm onto him?
Well, that's a good question.
No, he actually caused harm to me. He impeded the road and ribbed the whole guardrail and be drunk with a BAC of 0.028. Or 0.208. Yeah.
His fault.
Tell it to the judge.
He will.
I don't need to tell him. I already told him I plead the fifth. I got a lawyer for that, dude. He's already paid.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, dude. That's what I put on my letter to him. So I plead the fifth. Talking to my lawyer.
$27,500. My lawyer is Michael Avenatti. That's the isn't that the dude who did the porn star? Now he's in jail now. I don't know. That's a reference that's like 4 years too late.
Like the porn star with the...
The porn star who said that Donald Trump gave her money or
I'm
something.
So horny.
Yeah,
me and you, Bren, don't watch porn because we're not scum like you. We're not pervert.
Listen, you want to talk
you,
about Bren, scum?
When is the last time you've watched porn? Be honest.
Be honest.
Be honest.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yeah, last night.
No!
Yeah, fuck yeah.
What was that genre, brother?
I bet you Jack, with him being short, he probably watches Bridget the Midget.
Bridget the Midget. I murdered a person and you're watching Bridget the Midget. Who the hell's Bridget the Midget?
Don't deflect, Jack. Who's
Bridget the Midget?
When's the last time you watched porn? And be honest.
Be honest?
Yeah.
It's probably been
last night, baby.
It's probably been a couple months. Honest to God, not really my thing. I don't really care for it.
I'm so horny.
Like seriously, I really don't care for it. I don't need.
You have a pussy.
I don't need myself some porno. No, no. But I mean, dog. I'll just. Listen, dude, I'll take it all natural. I'll pretend it's 1985.
Ashamed?
No, but I just don't care. Like, it's unbelievable.
Share your
how much
screen.
I don't
Let's
care.
See your search history. Or do you use incognito mode?
You want me to show you my search history? Let's see.
Yeah.
I'll show you
Read your search history.
You want me to... I can do it. I'll
read
show
your
you.
Search history.
I'll show you my search history. Let's see. How can I do it? Okay,
just read it.
Read it?
Just read it.
Okay.
It's a radio show.
Show clips. Puts. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me. Show clips.
Yeah,
searching for the Red Pill Rapper. The other one, Jack Klassen Radio Network. Next one, Google, Jack Klassen Show. Next result, Google, the Jack Klassen Radio Network.
Google?
Yeah, this is my Google message. Google. I'm Googling myself.
Oh, God. Right? Do you write Google in the search bar? You are such a retard. I cannot believe that.
I write Google in the search bar.
Are you like 100 years old?
God, man.
No one writes Google in the search bar.
Google Jack Klassen.
No, I'm just saying that's what I Google.
You're a caveman.
Listen.
You
know, I type one finger.
What do you think would
Shut
up. What do you think would happen if you didn't write Google in the search bar and you just looked up your name?
It wouldn't Google.
What do you think would happen?
I want to make sure I'm getting the best results.
Are you serious?
No! No one writes... No one goes into Google and writes Google. It's like...
You just said that you did.
I was just trying to say...
Dude, you're totally lying. You're totally lying. You're totally trying to cover your ass.
No, I'm
you're
not.
Totally 100% you're trying to cover your ass.
No, I am...
Google, this motherfucker sent me a link to the YouTube, the link to YouTube Watch, not even a video, just the page on Facebook for where all the video, where the, what is it, Darman?
Google, how do I watch Facebook?
Jeez.
Sex gifts.
Fucking boomer.
Yes. Show
sex gifts. Yes, sex gifts. Sex gifts.
That's my search
so
history.
Horny.
No, I have. Let's see. Megadeth. Google Megadeth. Google.
Liar.
Google Democratic freedoms hanging by a thread.
Stop saying Google. Democrats. What?
Googly.
The 98. This, by the way, this is Jack Klass Show. 9:90 a.m. K Bear Mornings. This is my Google history. This is my Google history, not to be confused with my dad's
pathetic
Google history.
Over Bridget the Midget.
The 98 kilometer conveyor belt system and the international border dispute. Let's see. And then I have. I have
boring.
Nothing. I have old Top Gear episodes.
Okay.
And clips of The Simpsons. That's it. Oh, anything interesting?
Well, I'm about to look. Be patient.
Washington
okay?
Post under fire for Tim Scott fact check. That's a video I watched.
Cool.
Biden has always been a doofus.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's a video I've watched. And then just a bunch of Simpson clips.
Mega tech spook and spell. Why can't I click the dock on my MacBook?
Why
Audacity.
Can't...
Restaurants in Fairmount Discord. That's what I have.
Why can't I click the what on my...
Oh, and Frank Rizzo, who's like a cop, who's like a famous cop in from South Philadelphia.
Badass.
This mural of him and the statue of him got taken down during the Black Lives Matter protest.
Really? That means that he's awesome.
Yeah, it does.
Now, do you have this in your search record? The whole audit deal that's going in Arizona. Did you hear about that one, Jack?
I do.
Karen has.
What
that.
About?
Do you?
I'm so bored.
I don't know
I don't
what that
is.
The audit. What is the
Yawn.
Audit?
They're doing a vote audit. They're recounting the vote election.
Oh, wait, that's cool. Wait, really?
Hey,
well, nothing's gonna come of it.
Trust
but,
Q's plan.
Yeah,
four more weeks.
Fraud.
Storm is
From
coming.
From what I've seen, they've already found some.
Well, duh, it totally was a fucking, sorry. It was a, it was a total fraud. Trump won by a lot. What did he say?
I won by a lot. When they found out that they were doing the audit, the Democrats were trying to stop and sue him, and then the judge said, oh, well, if you want us to pause or stop, you're going to put $1 million bond. They didn't want to pay. So they're counting right now. If you go to AZ for Arizona.
Oh, yes. I'll make sure to go to AZ
and
Arizona audit.
Yeah, you can literally, it's all live camera, dude. It's all for everybody to watch. So anybody's interested in that. That shit's going down right now. So we may hear about something next week.
Listen,
that's badass. That's badass. I'm sorry for doubting you, Ubrin.
Well, it's going on right now. It's been all over the radio. I've been listening to it all night, and I was like, shit. So I went and checked it out.
Badass.
Yeah, I don't listen to the radio.
No one here listens. No one here listens to the radio.
Man, fucking
radio.
Hey.
Yeah, welcome to the future.
Welcome to the future.
So what else you been
searching,
man?
Have you heard of a podcast?
A podcast.
I listen to Joe Rogan exclusively.
Did you say poop cast?
Yeah, that was a poop cast.
Did you say poop cast with a like P-O-O-P?
No. A poop cast.
Sorry.
You guys are nuts. It's a Jack Klaff show, 9:90 a.m. K Bear mornings.
Go ahead. Get your words straight, Jack.
Thank you. So
You're welcome. My
first day of somewhat of like a mental recovery from all the stupidness. I'm just throwing all cautions out to the wind. I don't care anymore. Life sucks, then you die.
Stick a needle in your eye.
I was going to say, life sucks, then you die, but it could always be worse. You could be you, Bran. By the way,
Zach wants to eat the rest of the pie. Fat boy.
I would.
Fat boy. I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I got my bike right out in the hill country.
Oh,
no
one asked.
I've seen the restaurants.
No one asked. No one asked.
Could be you, bruh.
Yeah. Could be you, Bran. Could be looking at 10 to life, brother.
Nah, that ain't
could be
gonna
worse.
Happen. Could be 20, but it's 10.
Are you peeing in a bottle right now, you, Bran?
No, I'm in the garage.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's late at night, so I don't want to be loud in the
house. I have myself pinned so I can look at myself
while
we're doing this.
Perfect.
Nice. How's that going?
Perfect.
Great.
Fantastic.
Obviously.
It's Jack Klaff Show, 9:90 a.m., K-Bear Mornings. So my second day of just not giving a shit, which would be today, which would be the past, because our show's pre-recorded, because I can't trust anyone live on the radio here to not swear or ruin everything. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'd be responsible for my own downfall, thank you. And I can't blame anyone. Unlike that video where that was completely Lewis's fault. Anyway. I've had a crappy year, and it's... thank you. Please buzz me again one more time.
Third time. Okay.
No, so I decided. I said I've had a crappy year. The world is falling apart in Canada, where I live. They're locking people down based on their counties. So that's a whole rigmarole. So we're living in a prison planet. And I just said, screw it. I'm going to throw all everything out to the wind. And I don't know. It's a weird story that now I don't even want to talk about. It's too much information.
Keep talking about it.
All right.
What else is wrong, Jeff?
We're here for you, man.
I know you're here. Yeah, thank you, Brad.
This violent music.
I'll never drive with you or near you. So, yesterday I threw caution out to the wind. I tried to support Red Pill Rapper. He can't support me. He didn't come on the show today. Busy boy. Whatever.
Love you, Red.
Today, I said screw it. And, God, I don't know if I even want to talk about it. It's actually kind of personal.
Well, you brought it up, so you have to talk.
Yeah,
about
I know
it.
I have to talk about Boom. It. Then I realize that like other people hear it, and it's like, I don't want to talk. I don't think I want the audience knowing that much about me.
Well, then let's talk about you not wanting to talk about it. Then
yeah, there we go.
Listen, everything leads you, Brad, to my day.
Do you think that Jack should talk about it?
Well, he makes us talk about uncomfortable things. I think it's his turn.
Yeah, I think it's your turn.
It's going to... Man, can you please play sad music again? Or game show music?
I gotta find better.
One of the two.
I gotta find sad, good sad music.
It's like...
Play a Mad World.
I really don't... We're not playing the Gears of War theme song, brother.
Come on, bro.
No,
come on.
Not on the Jack Klaff show. I'm not paying for that. I'm not flipping the bill for that. I'll flip the bill for Enya. I ain't flipping the bill for Mad World sad boy emo song.
Gears of War is awesome. All right, go on.
Yes. Yeah, gamer. Hell yeah. So. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. So, this is, I'm just saying. Now I'm laughing. Okay. So, I've had a crappy, everyone on this.
I got your word straight, Jack.
I don't know how to approach this because it feels very personal. Like, seriously.
Hell the goddamn story, Jack! Now!
Alright.
And
so I've
pick up the pace.
I was feeling bad for myself.
Yeah.
And exactly, thank you. And I wanted to prove to myself, you know, 28 years old, I had my birthday. Things have been a very lackluster, year and a half, COVID, among other things. And I had a lot of self-doubt. So I wanted to...
Oh yeah, you shouldn't have told the story.
Why? Because it makes me... Why?
It's just so boring.
Okay, no, it's... It's pretty hilarious.
Well.
Did you kill anybody in the story?
No, I didn't kill anyone. Okay. So I turned 28. I've had a bummer. I've just been bummed out. I keep repeating myself. I wanted to prove to myself that I could still pick up poo.
He's a fag.
Yeah, that you can keep that sound effect. So I wanted to prove to myself. No, I'm not. I'm not a homosexual. Thank you very much. No. I wanted to prove to myself...
I can tell your story now!
...that I could pick up Poon. So I started a Tinder account, which is fantastic. Used my best... Yeah, exactly. That's a whole other sprigamarole.
I like where this is going.
I started that. I was like, you know what? I'm 28. I'm a big boy. I'm going to start a Twitter account.
Yeah.
Tinder account. I call it a Twitter account. And I posted pictures. I just posted pictures of me, like, wearing MAGA hats and stuff. So I'm like, you know, this is a good filter. I've always said that. And it took me about 2 days before I got seven likes, which is pretty good for a fat, ugly guy. And all these people I just absolutely hate. They're the worst women I've ever encountered. They're only good to talk to for like 45 seconds, but that wasn't the point. The whole point was I wanted to prove to myself that I could still pull off Poon. It's been a year and a half. There's been little dips and stuff, but I just like don't care anymore. So I decide I'm gonna meet up with this chick. She's like a seven. Or, like, not bad.
There are more important things in life.
There's by the way, that's what I'm getting at. This story isn't done.
All right, we'll talk about it.
So I'm like, you know, I can still pull this off. So I go out, and I go meet this chick. We meet in her crappy little apartment. It's like a $600 apartment, whatever.
Okay.
And... Okay. She answers the door, and that's, she's kind of dressed up like has some fancy fucking, pardon my language, that'll cost me money.
You're pardoned.
Pardon, thank you.
I'm not offended.
Thank you. So I meet this lady, and she's wearing one of those, like, it's like a nightgown type of situation. It's not really anything, like, you could go outside and wear it.
What?
So I come in, it's like a weird dress. It's like a weird dress with like a weird texture. I don't know if
it's satin.
It might be satin. I'm too white trash. I don't know if it's satin, but it looked very soft. So I go in and I go, hey, she starts talking about her life for 7 minutes, telling me her whole backstory. I don't really care.
What is it?
She was 33. She was 33. Between the ages of 19 to 21, she was heavy into cocaine. That's
19 to 21? She was, are you serious?
Seriously, yes.
Really?
19 to 21, she was heavy into cocaine.
Jack.
So,
yikes,
hey, listen, I'm not finished my story. I'm not finished my goddamn story. So she's 13, she said 19 from 21. She was on cocaine.
I've loved she's, kids jumping on my lap.
You're fired.
Then she starts talking about how.
Sad.
Dude.
That is sad.
She starts talking.
That's an L.
What is that?
That's an L.
Yeah. Listen. So then she starts talking about how she changed her life around and all this stuff. Tells me about some miscarriage she had at 24. And this is all in the span of 7 minutes. And she wasn't bad looking.
Wait, you said she's 33. She's 33. I thought you said that she was 19.
No, when she was 19, she's telling me her life story. I go into her house, she's wearing the same.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I thought you were saying that this girl was between the ages of 19 and 21.
No.
That's what I thought you were saying.
No, you're saying they had like addiction or something. Is that what she said?
Yeah, I came into her apartment.
Sorry, pardon me.
That's all right. It's all right. I forgive you. So I come in, she's wearing some weird outfit, starts talking to me, telling me all about her life, how she was addicted to cocaine from 19 years old to 21, which is whatever, cool. She's 32 now. She turned her life around, had a miscarriage at like 26. And
would you
she gave me too much information.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Would you choose to sit next to her on an airplane?
No, because she would tell me her entire life story like she did in a span of 7 minutes.
Do you think how hard do you think it would be for her to get in a kayak? Do you think maybe it would topple over?
No, not a
fat. What?
Not a fat chick. Is that what you're asking? Was she a fat chick? Is that what you're getting at? Not
yes.
A fat chick. Probably conservative estimate. Probably. I don't know, buck 60 maximum, buck
not
40
bad.
Buck 60, same height as me, so 5'2", and
I'm 115.
Thank you. Okay, so she weighed more than you, whatever, but she was a nice nice looking girl. Bored
I'm
me
just
to death
bragging.
Bored me to death bored me to death with her story, but she's there. The whole reason I came there was we were going to bang.
Have sex.
Thank you. That's actually what I said. Bobby beeped, but what you said didn't. So thank you. We were going to have sex, which was, you know, totally cool and everything. She gets nude, looking good.
OMG.
Everything's there. Everything's
Ew.
Normal. There's no penis or nothing. No penis or nothing.
Okay, good. No Bangkok.
No,
all right.
No, yeah, exactly. And you know,
yikes.
I had an epiphany at that moment that I did not care. I did not want to have sex with this woman. I did not want to have sex with this woman. So I
He's
actually,
a fag.
Thank you. I told you to keep it. And I'm looking at her and I go, like, she wasn't bad looking. She was very good. I'm a big fat bearded guy. I mean, I should be taking whatever I get. But I just looked at her. And I was almost disgusted. Like I was almost disgusted. I was like,
"He's a fag."
You chatted, maybe had like three paragraphs of chats. You told me your whole life story when I came in. Now you're doing this, and I just like something in the back of my head said, "Get out of there." So I,
"He's a fag."
Maybe, I don't know. So I told her, I said,
"He's a fag."
I told her.
Yeah, you just had a little revelation. You're just like, dude, this girl's broken.
Look, my.
You know, you didn't want to like mix up the water. You know what I mean? If you
no,
were just having to...
no, you know what? It was entirely selfish. No, I didn't give a
really?
Shit. I didn't give a
but
shit.
But you do.
I.
Did you cry?
No,
did
I.
You cry and go, I have to leave.
And then run out the door. No,
run
actually.
Door.
No, actually. She's getting
I
naked.
Have to go. I can't do this.
No. She.
Don't look at me.
No.
Don't look at me.
No. I.
And then you ejaculate immediately.
I. You mean I masturbated? I mean I masturbated in my car afterwards. Yes.
Ew.
Oh. No. So I'm looking at her, and I just. There's like just something that like in my head. I'm like I don't even care. I don't want to go through with this. So I told her, I said, sorry, babe.
said, he's a fag.
This is seriously what I said, verbatim. I said, sorry, babe. I forgot the condoms in my car. I gotta go grab them. Hold on one second. And I just left, and I didn't come back.
Fuck.
Nice. I blocked the phone
nice
number,
moves,
and
Jeff.
I unmatched.
I respect that.
Yeah, I just like...
Dude, you probably made her feel
respect.
So bad, dude.
Mad respect,
dude,
brother.
I couldn't... I just... You, Bran, you were... I just couldn't... I'll be honest with you. Driving off in my car, there was a little bit... There was like a thing in my head where I was kind of bullying myself. Like, where I was playing the Tony Soprano, he's a fag, repeatedly, in my head.
He's a fag!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please play it again. That's seriously... I'm not even exaggerating. That's what was playing in my head when I was leaving. I was trying to bully myself into it, but I just...
He's a fag!
I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. And I was afraid of getting AIDS. That's like the biggest thing.
I mean, we are talking about Tinder. I mean, I've messed with Tinder, and Tinder is a very weird...
Hey, she was very...
Geography cute. Of women, you know. I've And the thing is, I had the same experience with some of them. It's like you meet up with them. They're cool. You chit-chat.
Oh, I'm
and
sure
then when you meet up with
so
them,
hard.
And then when you,
I'm
and
sure.
then we
you
meet
Brad,
with them,
you're
they
so
just
cool. You're so
no,
cool.
But, no.
You're the coolest
when you
guy
meet
I
up
know.
With them, no, when you meet up with them, they just tell you their whole fucking life
story.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
Like shut up, broad. That's what I told broads,
you know,
to shut up.
That's why I just don't do online dating. I just like to meet them in person. You know, they're usually
I like
more
to meet
genuine
them.
Person.
I like to meet them in the park. I like to meet them in the change room. I like to meet them
on long
the
walks
bridge.
On the beach. You know,
playground.
Like
the playground.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
No, I just you know like I had my big moment where I was just like I'm done with that, dude. I'm 28 years old. I don't got time for that stuff. I don't want to catch the herpes. I don't want to get the HIV. I'm better than that. However, I also was calling myself a fag at the same time.
This is an embarrassing story, Jeff.
It is an embarrassing.
Well, you gotta think it is an embarrassing
story,
but
real raw and censored, baby.
But with the thing is, if a woman's willing to throw themselves like that at you that quick, you got to question that. Are they willing to do that with other people?
Oh, dude, of course. 1,000%, brother.
You know, so that's when
you have
to really think about things.
They're a whore, baby. That's all they are. That woman specifically.
Virginity at 14, thrown out of the youth ranch, has unprotected sex.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
It's me.
No, but I just, I don't know if that's me maturing as a person or if I'm a nerd. What do you think, Bran?
No, I think it's a maturity because you know what? When I was young and dumb, full of cum and still full of cum,
I love that expression. I say that all the time.
And the thing is, as I've gotten older myself, like coming from the motorcycle world, dude, I've had women thrown at me left and right. You know, like, you know, I've done my deal. And as I've gotten older, now I got my daughter. I got my daughter with me, you know, I got my daughter in my life. It's made me think like I got to be careful because if I get another woman pregnant and if she gets involved and then that woman's gonna be around my first kid and I have this kid, you know, I don't want to go through that. I've already gone through the whole thing with my first kid. Dude.
I'm just afraid of getting AIDS. That's
really,
my big thing.
People don't have a Carfax, bro. You know what I mean? You don't know where they're at.
Exactly. Karen, am I a fag or am I a more mature person? It's a Jack Classic show.
You know, I already think you're a fag.
Yeah, I know. I wanted,
but I think you're a fag regardless. So,
thank you.
And I don't think you're mature at all.
Look, I give you respect. Fuck it.
You're the least mature person I know ever, dude. You're like, oh,
no,
crazy.
I think
you're like Google, sex gifts.
I think it was a very I think it was a very mature move. I think so.
I guess.
Thank you. Please play the sound effect.
There it goes.
There, please.
Come on, do it. Go.
I'm waiting on you.
Come on, we're waiting.
Dude, you don't have it on tap?
Damn.
You're keeping us waiting?
Tap that ass.
You buzz him.
He's a fan.
What?
What?
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
Don't worry
talking
about
to me?
It. Yeah, you're the only woman
okay.
here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Buzz I'll you, Brand, please.
Nah, he didn't. I'll let that one slide.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah. What's up, bro?
I'm so, that, so horny.
That amen to that.
Is my story. That is my story of my 2 days. Hey. Real Ron
Jackie
censored.
Of the best stories. Jackie of all my favorite stories.
Oh,
the
I'm sure. I'm
ever.
Sure.
What
I
about
do.
You? What about you, Karen? How was your last 2 days?
It was my birthday.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday.
Thanks.
How old are you now?
Thanks, Jack, for bringing up the day I was born.
She's 16, by the way.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
She's finally 18.
16 year old with that fucking mouth. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
mouth? Oh.
Oh,
I
hey.
Get it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're badass.
I have a loud mouth because I'm a cow.
No, you're badass. You're badass.
Aw, thank you.
I was going to bring up your birthday. I just got lost in stories.
Yeah.
Lost in the sauce, bruh. Yeah,
you're 37 whatever. Years old.
Selfish.
You're 37. Yes, it's
I'm 23. I'm 23. I'm going to play. Oh, no, it's copyrighted.
Oh, play. Shit.
Play. Mini skirt with my J's on. J's on my feet. J 23 by Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
J's
nice.
On my feet.
I knew that.
So get like me.
I knew that. But yeah, we wish you a very happy birthday, Karen. Hopefully.
Thanks. Can you guys sing happy birthday to me?
Yes, actually, I'm going to sing my classic happy birthday to you. And you, Brand, you have to follow along. This is a Jack tradition. You, Brand, you have to do what I do.
This is not going to make me happy at all.
Happy.
I don't know. Oh,
birthday.
Yeah.
No.
Fresh cake. That's what you get.
I don't even know.
Oh, wait. I thought you were making up your own one. All right. Do it again.
Okay.
Because if you made up your own one, I would be so mad.
Happy.
Happy. I don't know.
Birthday.
Birthday.
Fresh cake. That's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look disgusting.
Terrible.
You look
sing
disgusting.
Regular happy birthday to me now. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Sarah. That's my name. My name's Sarah.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday to
you. And many more. Birthday,
George Floyd.
Happy birthday, George Floyd.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Shut up, bitch.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, happy birthday. I wish you tons, at least three more.
At least three more,
yeah, minimum.
Fuck.
Three more minimum.
She's still got to come down to Texas eventually. You got to give her more time than that.
Nah.
You, Bran, I hope you don't have any future birthdays. When's your future birthday?
I love
birthday?
You, Bran.
When's your future birthday?
Come to Philadelphia and sweep me off my feet.
Fuck.
You will.
I'll come up there on my bike. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
That would actually be hilarious. Anyway.
I'll say, anyways, what?
It's a Jack Classic show. Let's wrap this up, you, Bren.
I love it.
Yeah. I am.
Is that something cool, brother?
Yeah. My name's Ubrin. I'm the dumbass vaccineer. If you want to come check me out, I'm on Twitch. I'm Ubrin.
Yes.
That is Ubran.
And you murdered a man.
Nope, I haven't been convicted yet, but it's a good rumor.
Yeah, Sarah, what do you got to promote? Anything?
Subscribe to my YouTube, Sarah Rome.
Nice.
SARAHROME.
Beautiful. Your YouTube?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
The tube skis.
Subscribe to my YouTube. It's only got a couple things, but I have 79 subscribers
nice.
Right now. So.
That's more than me.
Doesn't
yeah,
change
I know.
Much.
All right,
guys. We'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Later, dude.
Later, nerds. You got to realize before he dies. They're either wearing black. No, he's gonna know and shoot you in the back. We'll be right back. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. We're nothing. We're pissed.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Cantor's Jack?
Son of a bitch.
He's a fag.